Transcript 1. Line Corporation is probably best known for their messaging app that they introduced in 2011. In addition to sending messages to each other, users can make voice and video calls. Line is predominantly popular in Japan, Indonesia, Taiwan, and Thailand. In January 2018, they reported that as of late 2017, they had 168 million monthly active users, 73 million of whom were in Japan. The number of monthly active users in Japan rose about 7 million, but decreased by 6 million in their three other main markets. To put this in perspective, WhatsApp, another popular messaging app, says they have over 1 billion users. WhatsApp was purchased by Facebook in 2014. Line has an extensive collection of stickers that people can use when messaging each other. Two of their most famous characters are a bear and a rabbit named Brown and Connie. Users interested in making their own stickers can use Line's Creators Market and Studio and sell them in the Line store. In July 2016, Line launched their IPO on the New York and Tokyo stock exchanges and raised about $1 billion, which according to reports at the time was the biggest technology IPO to date that year. Also in New York, the company opened a Line Friends store in Times Square in 2017 that sells merchandise related to their characters and stamps. According to the company's press release, they had over 30 such stores around the globe. Line Transcript 2. In 2017, Line came out with two smart speakers called Clover Wave and Clover Friends, the latter based on two of their characters. Line explains that owners can, among other things, use these smart speakers to play music, find out what the weather is going to be like, and make phone calls. When it comes to the smart speaker market, three of their competitors are Amazon, Google, and Apple. In December 2017, Line announced that they had partnered with a bicycle sharing company called Mobike Limited. Mobike started out in Shanghai in 2016 and in Sapporo in August 2017. Cyclists wanting to use one of their bicycles can use an app to locate and book the bike. In the same month, Line introduced what they call their unsend feature, giving users the option to delete a message they have sent. Messages more than one day old can't be erased. Finally, Line is heavily involved in disaster relief, having been launched immediately after the Great East Japan earthquake of March 2011, when people had trouble contacting each other due to disruptions with phone lines. They offer newsletters to educate people on how to stay in touch after natural disasters, and raise money for those affected by natural disasters through their sticker offerings. Similarly, in 2013, Line was able to help people affected by a typhoon that had struck the Philippines by releasing a set of stickers called Pray for the Philippines, which featured some of their characters. They eventually raised close to 60 million yen. Thank you.